Morning, guys. Welcome to Tuesday Manna. Today has been a special day. Today we had our senior breakfast for the seniors graduating this year, and I got to give them a blessing. I got to bless on those kids. And the cool thing about that is I'm getting older, and I've been teaching long enough that that was my first second grade class. Like the first class that I stepped into that they said, hey, this is your class. And they were amazing class. So it was an amazing time just getting to bless those seniors. So today, I would like to talk to you guys out there. Maybe you're seniors. Maybe you're graduating high school. Maybe you're transitioning from college to a job. Maybe you're transitioning from one job to another. Wherever you are, I want to talk and I want to encourage you guys with some of the same words that I got to encourage those seniors with. But before we get into that, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, come before you, God, and I just thank you so much for these mornings where we get to look into your word. We get to be encouraged by you, God, and I thank you for this time of year. God, I just lift up all the seniors, whether it's in high school, college, or transitioning through jobs, whatever it is, God, we lift up those people right now. I pray that you'd bless specifically those high school seniors who are moving on to college. God, I pray that you would keep them grounded and founded in your word, God, as they go into a world that is definitely not, God. And I thank you for that, God. I thank you for what we get to do here, preaching your word. I pray that you'd speak to our hearts. It's in your name we pray. Amen. So, this year's seniors class was my very first second grade class. And it was fun because I remember there's one story that I wanted to share with them, and I want to share with you guys too. I won't give specific names, but second grade was a fun year. Right? I mean, they've learned to tie their shoes. They're getting more independent each day. You know, you don't have to wipe noses as much. And fun things are starting to happen, like they're losing teeth. One story that I will never forget is I was in the lunchroom just making sure my kids were eating. They were cleaning up. They were doing what they're supposed to. And I noticed this one girl just not eating. A little concerned. I go up to her. I'm like, we have a busy afternoon. I need you to eat some lunch to get energy. And she just says, Mr. Connell, I just have a loose tooth and I don't want to eat anything because I'm afraid it'll fall out. I'm afraid I'll swallow it. And I said, okay, well, I need you to get some food in because, you know, we need energy for the afternoon. And I went to check on my other students, not knowing really if she ate lunch or not. But the funny thing is the next day she came up to my desk all excited. Mr. Connell, guess what? She said, I lost my tooth. And I said, that's awesome. What happened? She's like, well, I just got super hungry. So that story just cracks me up every time. But second grade was an amazing year. And the kids that were in that class, I know that they're going to go on to do amazing things. And I know that you, if you are graduating high school right now, I know God has amazing things for your life too. Today I want to talk about Philippians 4:13, probably the most overused and misused verse in the Bible. There's a lot of them, but this is definitely one of them, right? And I'm reading out of the New King James, but Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, right? We've heard that verse so many times, probably not in the right context, but there is still amazing power in this verse, okay? So today I want to start by reading, we're going to go up a few verses, we're going to talk about where we're at in the book of Philippians. So Philippians was obviously a letter to the church at Philippi from Paul. And this last chapter is his exhortation. He's exhorting them. He's giving them instruction. He's encouraging them in the way. And in verse 10, I think if we can pick it up at verse 10, we can see the context of verse 13. And we can see what he is meaning when he says that. So if you have your Bibles, we'll be reading Philippians 4:10-13. So, let's get going. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again, though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. Nor that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. And then we get to our key verse, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So then I got to tell the seniors, we got to walk and explain, you know, you guys will face problems. And if you're leaving high school, if you're graduating, you will face problems in a way that you have never faced them before. And that's as an adult, right? So you are, you'll always have your parents' support. You'll always have support from family, but you'll be an adult making the decisions. That's a scary thing. And when you go out into the world, they don't have the foundation of the word here. And they will solve every problem in a worldly way. And that's not the way we need to do it. We need to have our center. We need to remember the charge that I gave them was actually a key. I gave them a key on a necklace. And I said, this key doesn't go into anything. There's no secret treasure. But it's for you to remember that Christ is the key. When we have our heart and our life founded in Christ, even if we go through hard times, we're going to be okay. God is using those hard times to mold us. And I said, and this is for you guys in transition, for you guys, whatever. The Bible never promised that this life would be easy. God never promises, hey, this is going to be the easiest thing you've ever done, right? You're going to go out, you're going to face adversity. You're going to face people who don't agree with you. How we react is everything, right? And keeping Christ in that center, you're going to go through hard times. There are going to be times in your life where you feel like there is no one with you but Christ. And you need to know in those times that Christ is enough. Paul went through those times. And Paul said, hey, when I've been at the highest of the high, I know how to be humble there. When I've been at the lowest of the low, I know how to survive there. I can be content in everything because of Christ who strengthens me. Right? So no matter where you're at in your life, maybe you're in the transition, maybe you're going through a rough transition, maybe you're graduating high school, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. God, if you keep Christ as the center of your life, if you remember that Christ is key, then no matter what you're going through, the good, the bad, God is using every single one of those situations to mold you into the man or woman that he wants you to be. One of the stories I also shared to them with them was Joseph of the Old Testament, right? A third of Genesis was his story. And God told Joseph right at the beginning, here's what's going to happen. Here's your future. In the future, you'll see your brothers bow down to you. In your future, in another dream, he showed him his mother and father and his brothers bowing down to him. Now, of course, he was one of the youngest of 12 brothers, so they didn't take that too highly. And they beat him up, they threatened to kill him, and eventually made money off him and sold him into slavery. But imagine being Joseph in that situation. God says, here's what you're going to do. Joseph has no idea what his story is, no idea what the line of his story is going to be like. He knows what the end looks like because God blessed him with that. But he had no idea. Imagine that. He gets thrown into a pit. He stays faithful to God. He gets thrown into slavery. He stays faithful to God, and he becomes the runner of the house, essentially. It says that Potiphar only had to worry about what he wanted to eat. Joseph ran everything else. He gets tricked by Potiphar's wife, gets thrown into prison. Imagine that. It's like, all right, the slavery thing's not so bad. God sends him to prison. He's molding and shaping Joseph, right? In prison, Joseph keeps his faith in God, right? He becomes up there with the guards. He's helped run in the cell, right? God takes him from prison to second in command over Egypt. I mean, under Pharaoh, right? Under the king, he's second in command. God used all of those things to mold and shape Joseph just the way he wanted him to. So the hard times that you're going through is God working in you to mold and shape you into the image of his son, right? We all want to be more and more like Christ every day. And Paul was saying that here, right? He can do all things. He can be content in every area, whether it's good, whether it's bad, because Christ is in him, because Christ is enough. So as you move on, seniors in high school, seniors in college, remember that Christ is the key. No matter what happens, there will be times in your life where you might turn away, right? God will never turn away from us. We have the choice to turn away from God. That happens. But I promise you that once you turn back one step back to God, God will be right there embracing you. Okay? So remember today, Jesus is the key. Keep Jesus the center of your life. Keep his will. Keep reading the word. Keep praying. Then you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Thanks, guys.